They crossed the bridge in silence as Glass drank in the sight of the twinkling stars. She hadn't realized how much she loved the view from the skybridge until she'd been locked in a tiny, windowless cell. She stole a glance at Luke, not sure whether to be hurt or relieved that he didn't turn to look at her. "You should go back," Glass said as they reached the Phoenix checkpoint, which was, as Luke had promised, free of guards. "I'll be okay." Luke's jaw tightened, and he gave her a bitter smile. "You're an escaped convict, and I'm still not good enough to meet your mother." "That's not what I meant," she said, thinking of the scan trail he'd already left behind. "It's not safe for you to help me. I can't let you risk your life. You've already done so much." Luke took a breath as if to say something, then nodded.
"Okay, then."
She forced what she hoped was a smile, holding back tears. "Thank you for everything." Luke's face softened slightly. "Good luck, Glass." He started to lean in, and Glass couldn't help tipping her head up out of habit. But then he stepped back, wrenching his eyes from her with an almost physical force. Without a word, Luke turned and moved soundlessly back the way they'd come. Glass watched him go, her lips aching for the goodbye kiss they'd never feel again. When she reached the entrance to her flat, Glass raised her fist and tapped lightly. The door opened and Glass's mother, Sonia, peered around it. A symphony of emotions played across her face in an instant. Surprise, joy, confusion, and fear. "Glass?" she gasped, reaching for her daughter, as if she wasn't sure she was really there. Glass leaned gratefully into her mother's hug, drinking in the smell of her perfume. "I thought I'd never see you again." She gave Glass one more squeeze before pulling her inside and closing the door. Sonia stepped back and stared at her daughter. "I was just counting down the days." Her voice faded into a whisper. "You turn 18 in 3 weeks." Glass grabbed her mother's clammy hand and led her to the couch. "They were going to send us to Earth," Glass told her. 100 of us." She took a deep breath. "I was supposed to be one of them."
"Earth?"
Sonia repeated slowly, holding the word almost at a distance, as if trying to get a better look.
"Oh my God."
"There was an altercation at the launch. The Chancellor..." Glass's head swam as she recalled the scene from the launch deck. She sent up a silent prayer that Wells was okay down there on Earth, that he was with Clark and didn't have to grieve alone. "In the chaos, I was able to get away," Glass continued. The details weren't important right now. "I just came to say I love you." Her mother's eyes widened.
"So that's how the Chancellor was shot. Oh, Glass," she whispered, wrapping her arms around her daughter.
The thud of footsteps echoed out in the hallway, and Glass flinched. She looked warily at the door before turning back to face her mother.
"I can't stay long," she said, rising shakily to her feet.